You're listening to WDGY with Mr. Zero, baby.
Zero.
Candace from the KQ92 Morning Show, biatch.
And I am Mr. Zero.
Welcome to the rock and roll party.
This week on Mr. Zero, Psycho Jello Vinyl Radio Show. From the Bronx, New York, Ace Frehley, the solo years.
That was Rip It Out from Ace's first solo LP in September of 1978. I just met Ace in August of this year and saw Kiss and Time sing that very song with Mr. Zero.
That would be me.
Wasn't I supposed to be your girlfriend or something for 30 minutes or?
Yeah, I gave you the opportunity and where did you go?
What? I was there. Then you kicked me off stage.
Oh, did I? This week, Ace Frehley, formerly of Kiss, the solo years. He was born Paul Daniel Frehley on the 27th of April in 1951 in Bronx, New York. He grew up on Marion Avenue and 201st Street off of Bedford Park Boulevard. When he was young, he was involved with the street gang, the Ducky Boys. Got his first guitar at age 13. He was in the Magic People, 1967, and King Kong, 1969, and Honey in 1970. His first recordings were done in 1971 on RCA Records for the band Malimo.
Ace designed the Kiss logo, Paul Stanley's makeup, the smoking guitar, and the lightning bolt strap. Cool.
His weapons of choice, a 1959 Les Paul, a 1973 Tobacco Sunburst Les Paul, and a 1977 Cherry Sunburst Les Paul, and a Marshall Plexi Stack. Many people do not realize that after Ace left Kiss, one of the first things he did outside of the band was on the Wendy O. Williams album W.O.W. He played with Gene Simmons on the song Bump and Grind from 1984. But what we're going to play now is something that he did while he was still in Kiss from 1980 with the band Crazy Joe and the Variable Speed Band. The song is called Eugene. Ace co-wrote it and plays on it.
My name is Eugene. I'm a cool dude in a loose mood. But the doctor said, you know, I ain't gonna make it much longer. You know what I mean? You know.
Hey, what did you say your name?
Eugene.
Eugene from 1980 by Crazy Joe and the Variable Speed Band. Many people do not realize that when Ace was in Kiss, he checked into hotel rooms under the name Eugene Tokyo. Because his mother was part Native American, he looked Asian. Coming up now from April of 1987, the first Fraley Comet record, Love Me Right.
That was Rocket Ride Live from Chicago of September 1987.
Ace Frehley began his solo career after Kiss in late 1984 with Anton Figg on drums, John Regan on bass, Richie Scarlett on guitar and vocals, and Arthur Steed on keyboards. They did their first show in November of 1984 at SIR Studios in New York. Ace has released 12 solo albums, 13 singles. His first book came out in 2011 called No Regrets. He did a film in 2004 called Remedy. He's done 19 guest appearances on other artists' records. I have seen Ace over 7 times. I did an in-store with him in April of 1990 at Zia Records in Tempe. And just last week, Kiss and Time did a show with Ace Frehley in New Hope, the Outtake Cinema and Grill.
Right now, from February 1988, words are not enough.
Swear that you love me by every star in the sky.
This show is sponsored by Jambots Railroad Train for Android and iOS, and Mr. Zero's in Roseville, 55113, selling records and CDs and all sorts of fun memorabilia. Listen to the show online at MrZeros.com, podcast key. Read more on the show at RosevillePatch.com and check us out on Facebook. Taking you out from October 1989, Five Card Stud.
I'm gonna take
Candace, biatch.
And I am Mr. Zero.
You have just experienced the Psycho Jello Vinyl Radio Show.
Nerd is the word in St. Paul. Mr. Zero's Arpenture, Lexington, next to Old Mexico.
Vinyl records, compact discs, costumes so you can dress like his. VHS and DVD, classic action figurines, video games from Nintendo, Sega, Sony, Coleco, Mr. Zero, Psycho Jello, vinyl record radio. Listen on your Sunday drive, 10 a.m. WDGY. Kissing time is rocking hard, Ace Frehley smoking guitar.
Just like 1974!
Nerd is the word in St. Paul, Mr. Zero, Larpenter in Lexington, right next to Old Mexico. Come to Mr. Zero's